He had a long period playing under Peter Ford as captain.
Yeah.
But, 10 years into your career, you took over the captaincy yourself.
Yeah.
For a couple of seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
68 onwards. What do you remember of being captain?
Being very proud, actually. It's quite an honour to be Captain Gloucester. When you look at the board and you count how many people have been captain of Gloucester, like, they've been going about just under 100 years then, and there's only been about 50 captains.
Mm.
Which was, you know, Pete did it 5, and I did it 2, Bruce did it 3, so it narrows it down a little bit when you think of it that way.
Mm.
Yeah, it was quite nice. You got a lot of kudos as well. It was a nice, good feeling.
What duties did you have as captain in those days?
You're on selection. There was no coaches in those days. No such thing as a coach. So you were in charge of training, tactics, everything, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
It was all down to you.
You took over from Don Rutherford as captain, didn't you?
Was it Don?
Yeah, so, he was captain in 67,
yeah,
8.
Yeah. I was vice captain then.
Yeah. I wonder what sort of influence he'd.
Well, he started the coaching thing.
Yeah.
You know, he'd just come back from the British Lion Store in 66, and he started putting the New Zealand ideas on rucking and everything else into place, and he just carried it on. He used to write to me when he went to teach St Paul's, I think, in London for a bit, and then went to the Rugby Union.
Mm.
A lot of advice from him.
Did you see him when he came to the event before Christmas?
Yeah. We all went down together. He came here.
Oh, right.
We all went down together.
Yeah, it's nice to see them up here for that.
And of course, his wife's a Gloucestershire girl.
Yeah.
She's from Barclay.
Yeah, she was explaining to me that's the reason he played for Gloucester.
Yeah.
Her father insisted, I know.
Yeah.
And who was difficult to captain in that side in 68-9?
They were all difficult. In those days, we had a player's card. It cost you 10 bob, and that was used to be a member of the club. You had to have this player's card. It was like a season ticket, somewhere. And the hardest job was getting the 10 bob out of them. You dish them out on the first game to all the players and expect the 10 bob back. No chance. that was the worst part. Asking people like Boothie and Oxen for 10 bob was like trying to get the crown jewels out of them.
So are there still some of them that owe you 10 bob?
No.
Next week we shall be interviewing Mickey Booth.
Tell
us about him.
The General. That was his nickname. I don't know if it's because of General Booth of the Salvation Army or General Booth because of his antics on the rugby field. I think I know which he'd like to prefer. No, he's a good player. Very good player. Very lucky not to get a cap. It's unusual because he followed Jeeps. Oh, the Jeeps era.
Mm.
When he was almost a carbon copy of him. You know, very astute, good pass, good kick of the ball. And yet they turned to these... Jeremy Spencer, was it, somewhere? Then Trevor Wintle, and Bill Redwood. They went all around the houses. And Mickey was just getting reserve cards. A very unfortunate player not to get a cap. Yeah.
There have been a few over the years, Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Including yourself.
Well, I had a few reserve cards, but about 40, I think.
That many.
A few trials, too.
Yeah.
I went to see one particular one. I don't know whether you remember this. Was it your first England trial? I'm not sure.
Where was that?
Down at Weston-super-Mare.
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
Yeah.
But the first one was at Bedford. I was a reserve. And then Brighton. What year was that?
This would be 64.
Yeah, probably was the first. And I played one at Brighton, one at Wilmslow, one at Exeter.
Yeah.
A couple of final trials at Twickenham. Yeah, 12 altogether. 12 trials, I think.
Yeah, you were mentioning Horrocks Taylor. He was actually your captain in this particular trial.
Yeah.
And
I think it was Titcombe ref.
He was, yes.
Yes, remember that, yeah.
Yes.
No, Titcombe. Watty played on our side. Dave Watty came on.
Why do you particularly remember Titcombe refereeing it? You had a problem with him?
No. He was...
But he was local.
He was Bristol, yeah. Bristol chap. Mm. He cost us a game at Hardwick. I remember that. Oh, he was absolutely diabolical that day. Terrible. Don't he ever referee Gloucester? Because in those days, Gloucester used to invite the referees. Kings on. Always had Gwyn Walters from Wales to do the Cheltenham game.
Yeah, I remember Gwyn Walters. Yeah, good referee, wasn't he?
Super ref. Always ref in a blazer.
Well, yeah, and he was recognised as a very good ref at an early age, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and of course Don Rutherford was playing for the senior side in that in that trial as well.
Mike Western.
Yeah.
Stoneman. Owen. Colin Payne. There were some good names there. Perry.
Who were the opponents that you really rated
in the back row? Difficult to say, I suppose, because you didn't really mark them. You know, you were against number 10. I didn't rate Buzz Rogers much, to be honest.
I can understand that.
Tony Neary was a good player later on. Bob Taylor from Northampton. And the Welsh ones. They were a bit tasty. Sparks from Neath. Williams from... Di Award from Cardiff.
They were the two Abertillery players, weren't they? Paskin, Morgan.
Morgan, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't play Abertillery in those days. Played against them when they played for Monmouthshire. Creswell, Davidge and Whitson, probably the best back row we've ever played against, from Newport. They all played for Wales.